Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on As I Sip My Tea, Honey. This is our 2015 recap part two. I am your host, Miss Shantae, and we have our co-host, Miss Diva Shantae. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Got to get them in the mood. Almost turn up time. Yes. Well, welcome back. It's been some time since we've all been on the air. Miss Diva Shantae had missed Sunday's event because she wasn't feeling too good. Are you feeling better today?
I'm feeling fantastic.
That is awesome. Well, I'm glad you're back. We missed you very much. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and those that are listening, it is the 2015 recap part two, and we are actually going to be a little serious today if we possibly can, and we are going to talk about vision boards. We are only 72 hours away or so from 2016. What do you want to leave behind, and what are you bringing with you in the new year? What is your vision for 2016 as it comes to your career, love, and finances? Are you saving up for the year for something special, or are you doing something more long-term with that will set you up in the right direction for your future? I know, once again, this may not be our typical topics, but we got to make, you know, some adjustments. We try to do some big things. So, Shantae, how is everything? What's crack-a-lacking? How was your 2015?
My 2015 was, you know, there were definitely some lows at the beginning of the year, but like all resilient women, the long line of resilient women that I come from and strong individuals, you know, I was able to bounce back in a way that just, I'm glad I went through what I went through because I forgot, you know, sometimes you forget how bad you are, you know.
That's so right. And that's right, and that's a testimony for you. That's a testimony for you to share with anybody who may be struggling from certain, you know, same things, you know.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely.
Okay?
And it's so funny. Yeah, that's cool. I was just going to say absolutely. I just feel like, you know, I've been able, due to all the craziness and, you know, people watching me kind of go through some of the stuff that I went through and still come out, you know, okay, not only okay, but, like, come out and win and come out and have a sense of humor about the things that I went through and then, in turn, be able to, you know, because I've been around people that have gone through similar things since, be able to, you know, give them my two cents and, you know, my insight on what helped me or, you know, just be a shoulder or, you know, to cry on or vent to or cuss or, like, girl, do we need to go? No, I need a Vaseline.
That ride or die.
Like, yeah, tell me. I said, you want to go? You want to go get some stuff off your chest? We can do that too. So, like, I mean, what you want? Yeah. So just
exactly.
You know, it's been a cool.
Well,
that's,
that is awesome. Now, you were the one who said we should discuss vision boards and, you know, looking into our futures and what have you. Have you started your vision board for 2016?
I have not physically started it. I was actually just speaking to some people that I had just met. My brother had a going away party, and I was talking to some of his friends, and we were speaking about vision boards and just, you know, what we were going to look to accomplish this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought, well, they helped me brainstorm something and, you know, new. They were like, we were just talking about experiences. They were like, you need to write that down. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put that on my vision board.
So you're in the process of getting it together, and that's awesome. Do you have specific goals that you want to go into 2016 with, and are these short-term or are they long-term continuing goals?
I try to do a mixture of both. I have some large things that I am looking to do as far as, you know, like I'm finishing my master's in October, and then I want to begin to apply for law school after that. So, like, you know, educational, financial, I've got all kinds of goals. That's just how I am. So, yeah, definitely getting it together.
Now, there's also some new things going on for you. You have some trips coming up. You're going to Brazil, right?
I am. I go to Brazil.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm so excited. I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you. I wish I could go with you. However, that's not going to be in my budget because I am budgeting heavily in 2016. And, yeah, you are going to be doing some big things. But there is a trip that we're both going on, and that's in September.
September. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to have another turn-up session with D9 Travel Group, D90 Travel Group. So I'm excited about that. And do we have any love in the horizons that we want to speak on, or are we keeping that to ourselves?
I'll just say that, you know, I am in a very good place in that department. How about you?
Well, that is awesome. Yay, yay, yay. I would love, love, love for everybody to experience love in 2016. So that's one of my goals, is to help people love themselves and love the people that they're with and have, you know, loving relationships. One of the things that I do plan on doing, and this is probably going to be a shocker to a lot of people, but it has been on my heart for actually, I want to say, more years than I can count, and that is to become an ordained minister. What I will be doing with that is being able to, you know, perform marriage ceremonies, baptisms, and whatever type of religious ceremonies that need be. And it's not going to be something where I'm going up and falsifying any information. I will be legal to do these things, but I am a very spiritual person, and I've been working on me for some time now, and I've been fighting it, and, you know, even when you and I spoke about it, you asked me, was it on my heart, and I said yes, and I'm not going to deny it anymore. So that is going to be one of my goals, is to help people, you know, in love, connect with their love, and learn to love themselves and their spouses. So I'm very excited about that, on top of budgeting and traveling and whatnot. So big changes for 2016. I'm excited, very excited.
Sounds great.
Now, that doesn't mean that I will become the old holier-than-thou type person. I'm still going to be Shantae. I might tone down some stuff, but you'll still get the bluntness. You'll still get the truth this Rufus. Still going to be that ride-or-die friend, and I might drink a little sip of something every now and then, but I'm definitely not going to, you know, not listen to what has been a calling for me as of this moment. So I'm very excited, very excited. If our listeners are listening right now and you want to share your vision board goals with us, go ahead and give us a call at 917-889-2241 on As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I want to also do an update on the latest news that has been spreading around, and I actually want to talk about this because some people are on the fence because of this person's so-called legacy, and those of you may know what I'm about to say and talk about. I want to talk about Bill Cosby. Diva Shantae, how do you feel about him being arrested today and charged? And he now has a mugshot.
You know, I've really struggled with this whole story since, you know, the news all broke and came out and everything. You know, my first time really hearing about this, because I've been a Cosby show fan, a Bill Cosby fan for, you know, my whole life, as far as I can remember. You know, he's always been, you know, an icon to me. And, you know, I struggled with it from the jump. So my first time hearing about this was, you know, the recent
information. I didn't know that this, you know, there had been allegations out there, you know, for a long, long time. I think this whole situation is completely and utterly sad. You know, I would hope that, and he's definitely being tried in the court of public opinion, which I don't think is cool. That's not how this thing is supposed to go. I pray. To me it seems there's some things that really give me pause about the whole situation, because no matter how famous that man has been and is, I just don't understand how all of this could have been happening for so many years. Mm-hmm. And it just now, like, actually coming to light. Even if you try to bury something, if, you know, 50-plus people come out and say the same thing about you, you know, like, I just feel like there should have been some action. It just seems wrong. I don't know what about, you know, I can't speak on it. You know, I can't really, like, I don't know all the ins and outs of details. I wasn't there. None of us were. So I just kind of, it makes me very sad. It makes me upset, honestly. And, you know, it's just, it turns my stomach. I, you know, never am I on, like, I'm always an advocate for women and, you know, our rights and, you know, our health and all that. So, you know, if he did do these things, then, you know, he deserves to be punished. But if he didn't, then there needs to be some, you know, some recourse on his side, too, because this is just so, it's just been a lot. I don't know. How do you feel about
it? I think that one of the things that just kind of strikes me about the whole situation is that all of these women are just now coming out saying something. And like you said, it doesn't matter how famous you are or whatnot. If you've done wrong, you've done wrong. And there's not going to be an amount of time where I'm going to sit back and just let someone continue to be hurt, you know, because I've let it slide. You know what I mean? If something happens to me and it's by a well-known to-do person and you've hurt me and it's a crime, I'm sorry. I'm going to say what I need to say, get that taken care of, and if guilty, you're guilty. But why are you waiting 20-plus, 50-odd years to say something and just now coming forward? Now, like you said, if it is not true, it's a defamation of character, and, you know, this man has had everything stripped of him. But if it is true, it's sad. Like you said, it's very sad. His reputation has always been Mr. Bill Cosby, the comedian, or Mr. Bill Cosby, the, you know, the dad, the TV dad that everybody wanted as a dad. And now he's faced with all of this. And I'm telling you, it almost reminds me of the whole Michael Jackson stuff all over again, where Michael Jackson was put on trial for, you know, touching children and whatever. And it's just too much. It's just too much. Like you said, what happens in the dark will come to light. So the truth will come out eventually. But it is something that it's sad. Everything that's going on right now in the world with all the killings and the mistrials and actually not even convicting people for their wrongs, it's messed up. We're living in times right now where you just have to be very careful of what you're doing, who you're around, and you just have to watch yourself, you know?
I agree. It seems as though, you know, and I had this conversation, it was really interesting. I live, you know, in a predominantly white place, and I was having I haven't had the opportunity to have a conversation about what's going on with police brutality and everything with a person from another race, with a person, with a white person, you know, someone that, you know, doesn't necessarily have to think of these things. They should, because it should concern us all, but, you know, a lot of times people think because it's not my community, because it's not my kid, or even if it is your community, it ain't your kid, it ain't your family member, so, you know, we don't care because it ain't our people. But, you know, as this stuff gets closer and closer to home, you know, I would hope that, especially, you know, in the black community,
Boo, it could be your kid. It could be your black ass. Sorry, but it could be you. We need to care, you know. And then on the flip side, I just always wondered, and you know what, you know, a white person might have to say about all of this. And you know, we had a really interesting dialogue because you know we talked about you know the national cases, and we also talked about some of the cases that are going on here in this little rinky-dink town as well. You know, people that you know, went out to have a good time and didn't make it home.
Right.
Because the police thought they had a gun and shot them in the back of the head as they were running away. You know what I'm saying? And this is people that, you know, it's an interesting conversation to talk to somebody that says, yeah, I went to school with Derek Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was a young boy. I can't remember. I think Derek may have been 21 when he was killed.
Mm-hmm. I think you might be right.
Retreating. And this is in my hometown.
Wow.
And that police officer, hell, he's free. I don't know what he's doing right now, but he's not in the ground like Derek is. I know that. You know, so we really do. It's all of our problem. And I made sure to stress that to, you know, these ladies that, and I have to think about these things every day. I told them, I said, you know, I'm trying to have some kids. I said, but at the same time, I'm trying to make sure that when I debut my children into the world, I said, if I have boys, my boys are going to grow up to be black men.
Right.
I said, when I send my black men, my black boys, outside, I want them to come home.
Mm-hmm. Safe and sound, unharmed.
You know,
I definitely understand it.
These are the things that we have to think about. And it should be all of our problems, not just mine.
Not just one race. Right.
Right. It's all of our problems. So country, you know, this country is supposed to be, it's supposed to be about all of us, but sometimes I feel like, you know, if you're not affected directly,
then people don't care. And they don't stand behind it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, it's gotten deep in 2015. It really has. And it's like I said before, it's a sad time that we are living in. I don't even like watching the news. I don't want to turn my TV onto the news because there's always something on there that's going to piss me off. And I'm trying to live a little bit more happier, a little bit more lighter with my thoughts and what I carry in my heart. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I just want to do the best that I can to be a better person and to just move forward. I don't want to keep moving backwards. I don't want to keep thinking about stuff that number one, I can't change. Number two, that, you know, has nothing to do with me. And then all the senselessness that is going on. It's just sad. And so for me personally, I just want to move forward. I want to think happiness. I want to do what I know I can do to change whatever I can change and keep it pushing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
I agree. I think, you know, there's some things in my life that I would really like to change. You know, I'd like to live in a place where I can feel more like my everyday, I don't know, like, you know, the sun is shining, I'm a little more happy in my daily, you know, my daily life. So I don't have to vacation all the time. Though I love the vacation, don't get me wrong, like, but it'd be nice to be back in a space like, you know, where I'm happy on my day to day or in my daily work, I feel like it's making a difference.
Right.
There are aspects of my current job that do give me that opportunity, but, you know, I'd like to definitely take it up a notch. So that's just, you know, something else to go on the old vision board for.
Right. I definitely understand it. Well, let's go ahead and quickly recap. We started this show in March 2016, no, 15, because we were kind of bored, thought it would be funny, and we have entertained quite a few people. We've had awesome array of listeners. So I just want to thank you guys again for entertaining us, entertaining you. I have to give you, Miss Diva Shante, a very special shout out for embarking on this with me, because at the end of the day, I think both of us together are comical. We bounce off each other very well, and I just want to say thank you so much for being my co-host, and hopefully we can go into the new year doing more shows. So you are awesome. I want to just make sure I say that. I am upset with you, though, because, you know, listeners, if you didn't know, we were all supposed to hang out tomorrow for New Year's Eve, and she's punking out. Yeah, I said it. You are
I'm punking out. Because the snow is continuing me from
She acts like she isn't from the north and doesn't know how to drive in the snow. But that's okay. She gonna get a pass. It's okay. It's okay. Because,
you know,
it's okay.
I'd rather have a warm weather vacation with you, anywho. And I think that, you know, in a beautiful, sunny weather location. So if you want to go to Miami or L.A. or Dubai, girl, I'm all there.
Sounds interesting. That'll be something we'll talk about offline, because I don't know yet. I don't know. They might try to keep me in captive over there. I'm not sure, however.
I don't know, but I really want to explore the fashion in Dubai. Like, I think it really, in Abu Dhabi, that Sex and the City movie just gave me so much everlasting life that, you know, I don't know. I got to go, and I have to get my Middle Eastern fashion. Life.
I understand that. Well, is there anything you want to end our last show of the year with?
I mean, you know, I just want to challenge everyone to really, like, you know, make sure that we're not doing the same old, like, I have to give myself, you know, you have to give yourself props when props are due. Like, I'm really proud of myself and last year, because it could have went, if I had wallowed in foolishness, the first part of the year could have been, or really, it could have been a bad year. And for, mm-hmm. you know, for some people, it might have been a bad year. But mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I'm determined to lose this weight that I put on while I was in this unhealthy relationship. I'm determined to, you know, get back to me, you know, and I had to remember who me was. And I took the time to really sit down, even though, you know, I was going through my own emotional stuff. I really took the time to sit down and think what made Shante happy, because I had forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I did that, I'm like, I used to travel. I used to, you know, spend time with my friends. I used to have a good time. I used to go to concerts. I used to do, you know, all of these things. I used to shop. I used to, you know, visit my old friends, you know, all of these things, and I started doing those things again. Mm-hmm. Started road tripping with my cousin. I did, you know, I started doing the Divine Nine Online trip, the professional relaxation, met some mm-hmm. awesome people through that, you know, just really expanded my horizon, went to explored different places, Costa Rica. I've never been to Colorado. Went back to Houston with my sorority sisters, went to convention, which I've never been to convention. I've been a Delta 10 years, never been to convention. So, like, you know, just a bunch of different, like, I crossed so much stuff off my bucket list that I got to do a whole new bucket list. And
well, all right,
I really want to invite people to whatever you're in, no matter what, relationship or whatever, or whatever place you're in, just make sure that you are living your best life, and you don't forget who you are. Yeah, you might be such and so's wife or girlfriend, but you're also you. You may be such and so's mama or whatever. But live your life. You know, have some fun. Be cool. Be a happy person by yourself. Because if you're not happy and you're not complete, you can't get anybody else together.
Exactly.
Or go. So
that is a good point, and I'm very happy that you were able to get that off your chest. And as always, I am, again, happy that we were able to do this show. This is our last show of the year, ladies and gentlemen. And we will determine when we come back for 2016. Thank you so much, Ms. Diva Shante, for being on the show tonight. And you have a very happy, blessed, and safe new year.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Talk to you soon. This has been a wonderful year. There's been some ups and downs, but we all can learn from the downs, and of course we can just enjoy the ups. We talked about what matters to both of us on this show, and then we also talked about vision boards. And I am a firm believer of vision boards. It actually started for me when I met Dr. Zakiya from one of our professional relaxation trips, and she told me about how to start a vision board, and I've been doing it ever since. So I want to thank her for that as well. I want to also say thank you again for being loyal listeners. Even if you listen to it as a podcast, that's great. And I want to just remind you to always listen and call in if you want to share with us and tell me what you're sipping on and what's in your tea. I am your host, Ms. Shante, and again, you are listening to the final show for 2015 of As I Sip My Tea, Honey. The background music you're listening to is Tamar Braxton's Calling All Lovers, and that is off of her new CD. Thank you so much, and you have a good night, and Happy New Year.